You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy, and stimulating medical talk radio. Thank you all for tuning in. I need to go tell you guys something. I've kind of had a little bit of a tummy ache. Something's been kind of going on. I've been visiting the potty a little frequently, got a little diarrhea. Sorry to, you know, share that with you all, but just in case I go out early, from break, just realize I have to go potty. Apparently, my studio manager does not allow me to have a porta potty or a bedside commode in the studio. You know how easy it would be? I got curtains, right? We got soundproofing. Nobody can see. Kyle on the other side can't see. He doesn't care. I can have a bedside commode here. I can still do the show while I'm sitting on the potty. But apparently, they don't think that's coof. But, you know, boy, so if my tummy makes any sounds, yes, it was me. It wasn't the person driving next to you. All right. We have a lot to talk about. Apparently, healthcare costs are just skyrocketing, just going through the roof. Insurance costs has surged. Obviously, we had high hopes with Obamacare, and things went the other way. Of course, no shock there. We're going to be talking about that later in the hour. I also want to talk a little bit about what's been going on with the Michael Jackson case. Very, very interesting defense. What they're going to be doing with that, with Conrad Murray. There's a 61-year-old female who's pregnant. People are upset. They think we should put an age limit on women having babies. Then looks like men, you guys are going to have to get colon cancer screening earlier than us ladies, right? We'll have the babies later, but you guys are going to have to get your colon cancer screened earlier. We're going to talk about that, too. So as you can see, a lot to talk about. But what is the most interesting and the most sassy and the most stimulating are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, quick engineering thing for you guys. All right, for those of you calling in, the DOC-DALI number, the 1-877-DOC-DALI, apparently, again, this is Vonage. I got to figure out what I'm doing with this company. I don't want to speak bad about a company, but we are having so many problems. Apparently, you guys are going to hear a no routes or no routes found, routes found, whatever. Ignore it. Stay on the line. You will get through to GCN Live. We are now with Genesis Communications Network. And I'm sorry, guys, for the engineering things. I got to go poop. The phones are acting funny. But listen, we can take your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just stay on the line despite what you hear, and you will get our board op, who is very sassy and stimulating, too. See, we just like to sass, and we like to stimulate. That's what we do. That's our job. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DICDOCDALI. Really, I can't even spell DOCDALI. You see what happens when you get diarrhea? You dehydrate. That's the big risk of diarrhea. We talk about diarrhea on the show all the time. In fact, I have diarrhea of the mouth talking about diarrhea. You dehydrate. So I need to get my fluids. I got plenty of water here. Kyle will get me extra fluids if I need. But I think we're going to really, really, really need the bedside commode. I really, really do. All right. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And thank you for all the new tweets today. Nice. Thank you. You guys have been listening to the show. We got a lot of new listeners. And, of course, follow me on Facebook. And you could, we're going to be going through emails at drdahlia.com. Okay, so what's going on here with Michael Jackson case? Very, very interesting. Okay, so it's basically been taken to the courts today. Judge Michael Pastor is the Los Angeles Superior Court judge residing over it. The district attorney, David Walgren, kicked off his opening statement today. Apparently, they are charging him with involuntary manslaughter, Conrad Murray, for the death of Michael Jackson. Now, this stunned me, and I think stunned a lot of us in the medical community. If you remember, Michael Jackson was being taken care of by Conrad Murray, a cardiologist who practiced in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I believe also Texas. I think he had his license in a couple different cities. And Conrad Murray, Dr. Murray, was being paid $150,000 a month. $150,000 a month to oversee Michael Jackson's health. Now, what was very interesting is the prosecution played a tape of Michael Jackson today where he sounded very drugged. You know, he was talking about how he wants people after he sees a show to go this, you know, he's basically kind of like the king. And that was, oh, am I snorting too? I got to tell you, my orifices are just flowing. All right. Sorry about that. I got to wipe off the mic now. You know, you were listening. It was so chilling hearing Michael Jackson's just kind of talking. He sounded so drugged. And apparently this was a tape 6 weeks prior to him having passed away in 2009. And you're listening to this from the prosecution, and at first I didn't realize it was the prosecution providing this tape. You'd think the defense was, because I think what the defense wants to do is the defense wants to say that Michael Jackson was actually using propofol to sleep for years. Now, this propofol we use in the surgical setting and as an anesthesia. It puts you to sleep under anesthesia. It's not supposed to put you to sleep in your normal house. Uh-uh. It's supposed to put you to sleep as anesthesia. Then short half-life wears off when they stop administering it and you wake up. So they're trying to say that Conrad Murray was trying to wean Michael Jackson off of this. So the reason why Michael Jackson died is because Conrad Murray wouldn't give it to him, which really confuses the heck out of me. Or they're trying to say that Michael Jackson administered it himself. Conrad Murray was nowhere to be seen, although we still don't understand what all the hustling and bustling was, you know, prior to him calling 911, etc. And, you know, I'm not here to make judgment. I'm just confused as heck, absolutely confused by what's going on. But, you know, you hear Michael Jackson, he sounds completely drugged. I don't know why Conrad Murray was making the tape to begin with. And, you know, you almost wonder this was something that should have been used by the defense, because they're trying to say this was a gentleman that was, you know, completely out of sorts, possibly in and out of consciousness when he made his, you know, a decision to, I guess, go to sleep that evening. But then if Conrad Murray was really his doctor and he was on site, how could this happen? You know, and then, of course, there's question, you know, should Conrad Murray, Dr. Murray, be tried for involuntary manslaughter, or should it be malpractice? You know, if somebody dies while using a medication, should that be malpractice and not a criminal suit? But then you have other people say, what the heck is he doing using a medication like that outside the medical setting? So very interesting case, very weird. I'm going to be watching it intently. And I'm freaked out. I mean, I grew up with Michael Jackson. Because it's a thriller. All right, we'll be back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. We were just quickly before the break talking about, you know, what happened with Michael Jackson and, being given propofol and Conrad Murray being up on involuntary manslaughter. I mean, I find it amazing that, you know, he would be paid $150,000 to a month. $150,000 a month. To take care of Michael Jackson, to be Michael Jackson's personal doctor, and do a recording of him where he sounds completely drugged, sounds like he's going in and out of consciousness as he's speaking, and not think that this person is at risk of death, some sort of stroke, some sort of ischemic event, something. I am dying to see what happens with this case and what was the medical thinking. I mean, if Dr. Murray did anything at all, of course, you know, the defense trying to say he wasn't even in the room. Michael Jackson gave it to him himself. He had to run in, you know, I mean, if that was the case, well, then Michael Jackson's fingerprints would be on the syringe. That would be a slam dunk. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I mean, you know, I've been asked by a variety of different, celebrities, you know, to be their physician. And for the most part, they don't like me, all right? Because I don't like to do anything off the cuff. I don't like to do anything gray. My license could be on the line. Their lives could be on the line. And I do. I still see a lot of, you know, celebrities and you know, people, entertainers, of course. But they know my rules. They know my ground rules. I mean, if you're going to want anything, you need to follow up. If you need anything for sleep, you're going to be evaluated for a sleep disorder. And you're not going to be given anything that I think is going to kill you.
I don't know how Michael Jackson convinced. Well, he probably convinced Conrad Murray with 150,000 G's a month. I wouldn't even. I mean, you know, my medical license is so valuable. It's not worth. Well, wait a second. If you think about it, making that kind of money, I mean, that's more money than I'd probably make. You know, I mean, if he was making 150,000 a month times 12 times how many years? That's a whole other story. But still, you know, I mean, and just your name, your credibility, you know, not causing somebody to, you know, God forbid, die. That's, I would think, I don't understand how anybody for money would put lives at risk like that. It just absolutely baffles me. But you know what? I'm also though confused why, you know, some of these stars are pretty demanding. You know, like I said, I don't take care of as many entertainers as probably some of my other counterparts because I say no. And it's very hard to say no to somebody with that kind of power because you want to be their doctor. You want, you know, but you, what, you can't say you're their doctor. You can't say, oh, I'm their doctor. That violates HIPAA. So what are you doing it for? You know, but Hollywood people confuse me. This person confuses me. Leisha Haley. Did you hear about this? I don't watch this show. I think it's off the air. She was in that Showtime drama, The L Word. Apparently she, played a lesbian and a musician or she is a lesbian actress or she played one musician. I don't know. But anyway, she was, supposedly kissing her partner on Southwest Airlines. The Southwest Airlines asked her and her partner to leave. From what I understand, there was a little bit of a scuffle, little verbal scuffle, and, they actually had to, land the plane. I don't know, the little bit sketchy here, but apparently they, Miss Haley was upset because all it was a little peck on the lips. And they said the flight attendant reprimanded them saying that they said, please, Southwest is a family airline. Really? Okay. Here's the thing. Okay. All right. A peck on a little kiss. That's nothing. Come on. You know, but I gotta tell you, I mean, if I see a guy and a girl making out in front of kids and I was the flight attendant, I would tell them to stop. I'd be like, come on, you know, do you really need to make out on a plane? You can't wait till the plane lands. You can't do the Mile High Club in the bathroom. You really have to make out in front of these kids. So I'm not sure what's going on, but the flight attendant went up to them. Apparently, Miss Haley is upset. She says, no matter how quietly homophobia is whispered, it doesn't make it any less loud. You can't whisper hate. We ask this airline to teach their employees to not discriminate against any couple, regardless of their own beliefs. Now, I want to know, was it that they were really making out and kind of disturbing everybody else? Because I think any couple making out, heterosexual or homosexual, it's a little bit annoying, okay? You know, you could swap spit in private as far as I'm concerned. Apparently, she said she was escorted off the flight and she wants an apology from Southwest Airlines and a refund from the airline. Oh, you see that, guys? You see that? If you want to get your money back for the overpriced flight and the peanuts that you paid for. Now, Southwest doesn't charge for suitcases, I don't think. I don't think they charge for first baggage. But, I mean, honestly, you know, traveling now, it's a lot. So you could get a free flight for making out with somebody, getting into an argument with the flight attendant. Wow. Yeah, Southwest doesn't want the bad publicity. I bet they're going to give her money back. It's kind of interesting. You know, this is a recession. If that's how you get your money back, wow. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Nope, maybe not there. All right. For those of you trying to call in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you're having any problems with the line, you could also try 1-800-259-5791, 259-5791. How's it going over there, Charles?
We're good.
Okay. Okay, no caller yet?
Not yet.
Okay. All right, no problem. We'll be okay. All right, that's okay, guys. Keep trying again. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, here we go. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, doctor. My wife, who is 28, has cancer. The tumor is wrapped all the way around her heart. There's no telling where it starts and where it stops. And I think they're having a real hard time treating it. And I don't think they're giving us the complete facts of what's going on. She's at a cancer center in St. Louis. just wondered if you could recommend some place to where maybe be a little bit more aggressive, because all they can do is chemo and radiation, because it is, they tell her it's a 1 in a million cancer problem. So if you would address that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, wow. I'm going to try giving you a call later. This was looks like one of the audio clips from earlier today. I want to give you a call. I can't believe that 28 years old, that's pretty young for a tumor wrapped around the heart. Because I want to know, I'm going to probably give you a call later. I want to know if it's a lymphoma, what kind of a tumor it is. Of course, at the top of my head, I think of the Mayo Clinic. I think of MD Anderson. I think of, MD Anderson in Houston, Texas would be an idea. I mean, there's some great cancer centers, Mayo Clinic in, there's a Mayo Clinic in, Arizona, I believe in, Rochester, but I'll probably call you personally because I want to know a little bit more information about what's going on so I can try to figure out what type of a specialist she needs. Great question, guys. Yeah, for those of you, if I'm on air or off air, still call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are live 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 11 p.m. Central, 9 to midnight Eastern. All right. Oh, that's sad. I hate hearing 28-year-old. I hate hearing that cancer. That's, oh my gosh. You know, sometimes lymphomas could be around there. You know, people always pet it. They're like, okay, you know, I've been coughing. Do I have a tumor? You know, get the chest x-ray. Get a chest x-ray. You know, everybody's like, oh, I don't want radiation. Listen, you'd have to have a lot of chest x-rays to have the type of radiation that you guys are worried about. It was very interesting. We caught a tumor of the heart in a young lady. She's fine. She had the surgery. She's doing well. She'd actually come in for a refill of her asthma medication. I think I've told some of you this. Really nice young lady. She was in her 20s. She said she hasn't needed her asthma medication in 6 months, didn't need her inhaler. But lately, here we are 6 months later, and she's kind of, you know, having some trouble breathing, so she wants a refill. Well, you know me, I just don't like to refill. I always like to ask questions because that's what I do. And I just didn't like the idea of this just being all of a sudden asthma coming back 6 months later, even though the season jived with it. And so I decided to do an EKG because she was having a little shortness of breath, and the EKG looked funny. Her heart looked a little funny. So I do a chest x-ray, and the heart looked a little funny on the chest x-ray. You can actually see the outline of the heart. And I got a little nervous, and I sent her to the heart doctor, and the heart doctor did an ultrasound of her heart, easy test to do, very important test to do, an echocardiogram, and he actually found a tumor. An atrial myxoma, a tumor in the heart that could have actually grown and caused some major issues. So she got that treated, and I'm not telling you this because I want you to all go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, well, you're such a good doctor. No, I'm not a good doctor. No, anybody should do that, all right? And you all should also have that index of suspicion. If you're like, okay, wait a second, something doesn't seem right. You know, we blow things off all the time. You know, like we'll have blood in the stool. And we're like, maybe I pushed too hard. I'll ignore it. Maybe don't ignore things. Well, Dr. Dahlia, my doctor's going to think I'm a hypochondriac. And you know what? You know what? If it is a valid complaint, blood in the stool, trouble breathing, no, you're not a hypochondriac. Uh-uh. All right, when we come back, more at the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group rate this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
when your good friends lock you out.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want to live yet?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Doctor giving you medical advice on air. No propofol, though, because I'm not getting paid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Or if you don't like that comment when forward saying no routes, I don't know what the heck is going on with their phones, call 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. See, I need to be more engineerically competent, so I know what to do with all the whole, the phone stuff and computer stuff. I know how to talk. I could do all the talk. That's fine. All right. All right. Here we go. Doctor, this is, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Sorry about you having diarrhea. Yes, I got diarrhea today. What does it mean when it goes from brown to water? Oh, I love talking about diarrhea. Okay, great. We've talked about diarrhea all the time. Okay, so what does it mean when diarrhea goes from brown to water? It's basically a type of flushing. When it goes to water, that's a little more serious because when you're flushing with water, you're losing a lot more fluids. You could be a lot more dehydrated. Certain illnesses like cholera. I used to call it cholera, but I know we pronounce it cholera in the States. Cholera causes watery diarrhea. That's, you know, the outbreak that they had in Haiti. Very, very dangerous because you could dehydrate. So certain diarrheas can be bloody, like E. coli. Certain diarrheas will just be loose, make you loose, and then some will be just water. And we've talked about why this happens. Your body is very, very smart. What it does, the whole purpose of the colon, I mean, you know, some people use their colon for other things, but the main purpose of the colon is to absorb water from your food. So as you eat your food, the sugar gets taken out, the vitamins get taken out in the small intestine, but by the time it gets to the large intestine, it has to start forming stool, and the bowel wall, the colonic wall, absorbs water from it. so then you could pass it, which is why stool that hasn't passed for a very long time and you're constipated is very, very dry, because it sat in your colon so long that the water has been absorbed and absorbed and absorbed, and then the thing comes out. I know you're eating. I'm sorry if you're eating. Put the food down until the next commercial. All right. Yet, if you notice, whenever things are kind of more loose or wet or whatever, your transit time sped up. So if your transit time sped up, your colon didn't have time to absorb the fluid. All right. Now, if you're really, really sick, your body wants to flush it out. And so you will have the water come out. I'm trying to not to gross anybody out who's eating. You'll have the flushing or the water come out very religiously. To flush out whatever bug is in there. I mean, the body's smart. It's like plumbing. So that, of course, again, is worrisome because you could dehydrate. So what we want to do is, A, stop the dehydration by giving you fluid. Number two is try to address whatever could be in your system. You know, sometimes we need to treat you with antibiotics. Sometimes we need to treat you with parasites. And sometimes if it's viral, we just have to wait it out. I do not like these antidiarrheals over the counter, because the one thing I notice is when somebody takes an antidiarrheal, it almost prolongs your recovery, because you're trying to force your bowel to stop excreting it, and you want to get it out. You want to get the stuff out. You do. So you don't want to slow things down, but I understand that you can't go to work, you can't do a radio show if you're pooping all the time. So I know it's very difficult, but so when you have the color change, to me that means the diarrhea is getting a little bit worse and you have lack of control, because your body is really trying to flush whatever is in your system out. Of course, whenever you have diarrhea, you want to eat very light, you know, chicken broth, we call it the brat diet, bananas, rice, apples, sauce, and toast. Brat, B-R-A-T. I don't know where they come up with brat, probably because kids are bratty when they have diarrhea. My kids drive me crazy when they have diarrhea, especially since they miss the toilet. But brat diet, that's what we use. And, of course, you want to eat light. You want to get a lot of your fluids in, but that's what it does. But, you see, thank you for the sympathy. Thank you. All right, for those of you that also want to give me sympathy for my tushy, it's on my website at drdahlia.com. Go to drdahlia, DRDAHLIAH.com. Of course, we're taking your calls at 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Now, interesting, an article came out today saying when your kids are constipated, fiber is still more important than anything else. We forget to give our kids fiber. And they eat like crap. They really, really do. Our kids, you know, they eat a lot of processed foods. They like white bread. My kids can't stand wheat bread. They cannot stand it. And they like their pasta. They like, you know, their crap. But cheese is a biggie. Cheese is biggie. And what happens with these kids also is they don't like to poop. You know, in our family, we celebrate the idea of pooping. I mean, we don't really celebrate, but it's interesting because I come from a family. I grew up in a family where you were very, very quiet about things. You didn't burp in front of people. You didn't fart. You were never naked. You always, you know, were clothed. You always, you know, closed the door. You know, if you're in the bathroom too long, you know, because we would all share a bathroom, it was kind of frowned upon, one, because we were stinking up the house, but two, you know, because we were using up the bathroom. It was kind of interesting growing up, much, much different. We didn't talk about our ailments. We didn't, you know, if we tried to get out of school for having a tummy ache, unless you were bleeding, you didn't get out of school. So it was very different from growing up now. Now, we want people to be open. We want people to talk to us. And it's very interesting how I'll have moms come in saying, you know, the child has a tummy ache, the little boy has a tummy ache, and they go, well, when was the last time you pooped? And the mom has no idea. The mom has absolutely no idea when the child pooped last. So she asks her 5-year-old, and he's like, well, I don't know. I don't go poo-poo. Poo-poo's stinky. And I'm like, okay, we need an answer here. You know, in my family, I mean, it's tallied. I mean, we have it all over the refrigerator. I even posted on my Facebook so I remember. I mean, I need to know, because if your children start to miss bowel movements, they start to compress, compact. They can start having fecal incontinence, and it's not good. And especially since kids' diets, in the older days, kids' diets were what you ate. If you ate corned beef and cabbage, if you had pork chops, if you had chicken, you know, and vegetables, that's what you ate. Now, kids don't eat what the parents eat. They eat their chicken fingers, they eat their grilled cheese, They eat macaroni and cheese. And, you know, the cheese is really, really gummy. You know, now I want kids to get dairy products. I really, really do. But they're constipating, you know, and you know, the refined grains, a lot of the fats and the sweets, a lot of the sweets, very, very gummy and constipating. And I see my kids. You know, I go, all right, guys, you know, eat a carrot, eat some vegetables. And, you know, they'll dip it in the ranch dressing. And after about 10 dips, they're still on the same carrot, but the ranch dressing's gone. You know, kids are not eating right. So the study came out saying, please, you know, get the fiber into them, because they're just, obviously they're eating like crap. We really forget about it. They say, you know, try to get your kid to even eat prunes. I think prunes are great. But you know what's happening? Parents are putting the kids on stool softeners rather than change the diet. Why? Well, it's easier to give the kid a suppository than to make him eat a decent dinner with vegetables. Really? Your kid will take the suppository? Really? Really? Over eating vegetables? Make the kid eat the vegetables. You know how it was in my house? You were served whatever slop. Oh, sorry. My mom could be listening. My mom is a good cook. She never seasoned anything. She wouldn't season the food. Anyway, she'd drop whatever was on her plate. And if we didn't eat it, you didn't eat. Now, I didn't get to choose. I didn't get to go and eat the Count Chocula or the Frankenberry for dinner. No, I had to eat whatever she served me. And if I didn't eat, I went to bed. And I couldn't watch the Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, that's how it was in my house. And I had a crush on Bo Duke. So that was a horrible punishment if I didn't get to see the Dukes of Hazzard. Bo Duke was cute. I was like, Cooter. Cooter was cool. So, I don't know. We're raising our kids wrong, and we really need to get our act together. Okay. Now, we're still talking about the tushy. No. We're still talking about the tushy. Colon cancer. This is very, very interesting, okay? Study came out today saying men have actually a higher risk of colon cancer than women, so they should maybe get their first colonoscopy a little sooner. Okay? Now, we've been doing screening colonoscopies at age 50. Okay, have all you guys gotten your colonoscopies? Women, colonoscopies, really? Really? No, I know. Get it. It's important, okay? Colon cancer kills. One of the top five cancers that kill us. Now, we've been started at age 50, unless, of course, you have a family history, and then we start at age 40. Well, for those of you that don't have a family history, they want men started at age 45. They say men were 1.8 times more likely than women to have advanced adenomas or malignant lesions at the time that they had the colonoscopy. All right, so we need to get our act together. Men need to go earlier. Women, they still say could wait till 50 as long as there's no risk factors and no blood in the stool, etc. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your medical questions, your comments, your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So this was interesting. A 61-year-old woman pregnant. 61-year-old Brazilian woman is married to a 38-year-old. She's postmenopausal, but her husband wanted a baby. So she became pregnant with a donor egg and his sperm, and she's carrying the child. Now, I think 61-year-olds are, you know, a little younger than they used to be, but that that's still a little bit high for carrying a baby. You know, if you're over 35, it's called advanced maternal age. You know, I'm 40, and if I decide to get pregnant right now, I think my gynecologist would be like, all right, we better get a team together, you know, including a barber. No, just kidding. But anyway, I mean, she would have, you know, the high-risk OB. She would have the anesthesiologist. She would have a huge team ready. Want to make sure my legs are shaved, though, of course. I know. I got to shave my legs more often. I will. But, you know, 61 years old, you know, there could be a lot of issues. You know, she's older. She, there's risk of clots. Sometimes the uterus, we're finding older women having children could be more at risk for autism. Apparently, this isn't Brazil's first time. Apparently, a 52-year-old woman whose husband was 88 years old, they gave birth to twins, a 52-year-old and an 88-year-old. So anyway, they say right now there's currently no age limit for artificial insemination, but doctors are not supposed to proceed if there would be grave risks for the mother or child. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if it's a good, what I would recommend, you know, what I would recommend is if you do have an older couple that really wants to have a baby, I mean, it's a shame we don't have more people that want to adopt. There's so many kids that need adoption, but I can understand them wanting to, you know, carry their genes. I think that's really important. I mean, I love, you know, that my kids, you know, have a little of me in them, you know, the little spunky, the little pains of the tushy, right? They like chocolate. They're little babies, you know, and of course, daddy. I always make jokes to my husband that, you know, they look like the UPS guy. He doesn't think that's funny, though I do. I think it's funny. Sparkles water guy. I mean, what I would recommend is anybody that does want to, you know, have children and they are at an advanced age like that, to have, you know, genetic screening, genetic counseling, you know, make sure, of course, they could take care of them. I mean, you got to run around a kid. You have to be physically fit to have a child, you know. I think, I don't know how Octomom was able to give birth to 8 kids. I don't know. She wasn't financially prepared. I don't know how she could give time and love to 8 kids properly and enough supervision. I think that was just a publicity stunt, if you ask me. But I think, you know, if there is an older couple that wants to try, you know, let's hope, you know, the baby comes out healthy, of course. But I believe they should have some genetic counseling. They should have, you know, at least kind of like, you know, a home visit just to see that they can take care of them. I mean, the 38-year-old is pretty young. And 61-year-olds, I mean, if you really think about it, look how many of you grandparents. I mean, I think you're young to be grandparents. There's a lot of grandparents in their 40s and 50s taking care of kids, running around taking care of kids because daughter or son got pregnant too early and they're working and you end up taking care of the kid. So I think, you know, grandparents could be good moms and dads. We just want to make sure, you know, the kid has enough, you know, juices in that uterus. I mean, if she hasn't been menstruating, you know, I don't know. I don't know how she's doing it. I don't even think I want to think about it. That's kind of interesting. Okay. All right. So, you know, I want to talk about healthcare costs. Oh, that's a big, let's see if I have enough time. Okay. I know y'all are like, oh no, man, she's going to bash Obamacare again. Well, you know, it's not that I'm bashing Obamacare. It's just we all called it. We all called it, right? A year and a half ago when this stupid bill got passed, we're like, wait a second, this is not going to cut costs. I mean, that's the problem with this. They say right now the cost for businesses to buy health coverage for workers rose to $32,000 It rose the most this year than it ever has, and they think it will reach about $32,000 per family in 2021. Now, this was done by a survey of private and public employers. They see the average cost of a family policy climbed 9% in 2011 to $15,000 a year, according to a poll of 2,088 private companies and state and local government agencies. Now, we all know why. We've been talking about this. Number one is insurance companies are freaking out about the new rules. Insurance companies now have to, take on pre-existing conditions. They can't do maximum limits. Remember, you know, all these things were in place for them to be a solvent business. The problem is a lot of these companies, you know, we see their buildings, we see what they pay the doctors. I mean, I think I got a 32-cent check, because the patient was supposed to pay the $30 copay, and I was only allowed to make $30.32 on the visit. So you'll wonder, if an insurance company is only paying you 32 cents, please, you know, where are all the premiums going? So I agree we needed health insurance reform. I still do. We still need health insurance reform. But I also knew that the insurance companies would get scared, they'd get greedy, and they would start cranking up the rates and cranking up the premiums as soon as the Obamacare health law went into effect, and that's what's happening. You know? And again, we talked about this the other day. We need healthy people to be paying into the system if the only people taking health care are the ones that are sick? Because remember, a lot of healthy people now are unemployed. So they are not going to be paying for health care. They're going to choose not to. Of course, if they have a choice between food, taking care of rent, if they're healthy, why would they pay the high premiums for health care? I mean, I remember when we wanted to have a baby, I think our health care premiums for just me and my husband were going to be $800 a month. So healthy people don't want to pay the premiums. So the people pay the premiums are the sick people, and the sick people, they pretty much use up those premiums pretty quickly. I mean, medicines are expensive, surgeries are expensive, testings, doctor visits get expensive. I mean, I don't know why doctor visits are expensive. If I'm, bringing 32 cents home from the visit, I don't know why the insurance companies are crying over that, but it's expensive for the patients with their copay. I mean, $35 every time you go to the doctor. I mean, if I want to get my nails done, and I put it off, because by the time I get my nails done, it's easily $30, $40. That is a lot of money to spend. It is, and I appreciate all the emails I get saying, doctor, you and the doctors, you're underpaid, your time is worth it. I got to be honest with you guys. I wouldn't mind, and I've talked about this, I wouldn't mind having a medical clinic where I only get $25 a patient, right? Of course, I wouldn't be able to do too much. I wouldn't be able to do surgeries or things like that, maybe I have to charge extra for supplies. But seeing a patient for a sore throat, for an ear infection, $25, to me, that's a lot of money, and that's enough, right? For a 15-minute visit, imagine, $25 times 4 visits an hour is $100 an hour. That's a lot of money. Now, mind you, I'm only going to want one staff person. I'm not going to want to have a bunch of staff people. I'm not going to want to pay for billing software. I'm not going to want to pay for billing. I'm not going to want to pay for the high malpractice. I'm not going to want to pay the high rent, all the insurance, the workman's comp insurance, et cetera, the health insurance. I mean, all that. I mean, mind you, if I did that, I would need my costs really cheap. I mean, doctors used to get to work out of their house. Right? The wife would take the patient back, get the vitals, the doctor would see them, say goodbye, no overhead. I mean, can you imagine what a nice living that could be? I mean, that's pretty decent. I mean, $25 a visit would be like, and remember I've told you how things are going to go full swing. We predicted that doctors would be moving more towards cash visits and you paying the doctor cash up front. And that's it, because the insurance is ridiculous. You guys are paying thousands of dollars of premiums. The doctor's getting 30 cents, maybe $12 a check. Every now and then they could get $60 to $100 on a physical, rarely, depending on the insurance. But that's if the insurance even pays. It's ridiculous. What are you paying high premiums for? The doctor's not getting paid. You're not getting what you need covered. You're paying high copays. It's going to later go to cash. Now, the only problem is the cash that we're seeing is like the VIP type of situation where, you pay the doctor $1,000 a year, $2,000 a year. It seems to work for some people, doesn't work for a lot of other people. A lot of people don't want to put $1,000 or $2,000 up front because they still need to have the health insurance for the, catastrophic issues. But it's going to go full circle. All right, we'll be back next hour. Don't go away. Still live, GCNlive.com, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. For those of you, have a great night. If not, stay listening because I'm still on.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.